Dobroho Ranko. Guten Tag, guten Morgen, and hello here at Münchner Kammerspiele. I have two wonderful guests from Kyiv in Ukraine. Tamara and Stas from Left Bank Theater, our colleagues in the sisterhood we are establishing with artists across Ukraine. Hello to both of you.
Hello to everyone. It's a big pleasure to be here.
Hi, Martin.
Yes, it's a pleasure, and we will have a conversation about our work and collaboration, about your theatre and our theatre, and this conversation will have a playful character, changing languages and exchanging ideas and experiences. So you've been now some days here in Munich. What is your impression of Kammerspiele?
Oh, you know, it's like you went to, I don't know, Disneyland, something like this for theatre makers, because of course it's 10 grounds of theater. The Kammerspiele have a new name in Ukraine, because you have these 5 grounds down and 5 grounds up in a building. So that's we call sometimes like 10 grounds of theater. So that's why, yes, of course, it's cool that your country and your city making such a good steps for the culture. You know, maybe it's a little bit pathetic for someone, but for us it's important question how you are in culture, because sometimes somewhere it's how you are in your country. So that's why, of course, how you works, your attitude to work, your attitude to performances, to audience, to collaborations, it's cool. It's we need a lot to improve in our theater, but of course we have good things too. but yes, we're here to learn something, to show something, to be in collaborate, to be part of your country, to be part of Europe. It's task of our theater and maybe of our country. I'm sorry about pathetic. I'm artistic director. I can say some pathetic things. It's my work sometimes.
Yeah, you are artistic director of Left Bank Theater, but yes. You also have Tamara as your colleague, as co-director and house director, and you are also quite connected to the history of Left Bank Theater. And perhaps you want to share a bit what is that of a place.
I just wanted to say that for previous questions that I have two different feelings. And first of all, I want to say that I'm fantastically excited by your theater and by your performances and connections you have in your theater. And the second is I'm near to go deeply into depression seeing it, because in 2 weeks I will go to my motherland and give to the Benklev Theater with all these impressions, with all this knowledge and feelings, and trying to manage in my mind how to improve it in our theater. I feel like tricky thing now, because it seems to me that we are talking about the same topics and about the same feelings, but in the end I see very different performances, comparing ours and yours, and this is very interesting point to analyze, to research for me, to understand your process, not result, but process. How do you do this?
I think that is actually at the core of what we're trying with the sisterhood. Sisterhood, an artistic level, civil society, and to encounter people, to exchange. Because I think, as you said, that the topics are quite similar, particularly feminist topics we've been dealing with the last couple of days, also the shows you've seen, but also other topics. At the same time, there is a world of experiences you are having, for instance, that we don't. So there are also some additional topics, I would say. And the practices, the methods, the aesthetic strategies, they vary. And also the aesthetic forms that we relate to. Because I think that in the search for aesthetic forms, it's quite similar. But the theater context is quite different. Mm-hmm. So the theater context we are moving in, partly post-dramatic, but at the same time a classical ensemble repertoire system, and, is quite different from theaters you could relate to in Ukraine. And so I think that is also why this is turning out to be so interesting, is because we have a lot of to share and we have a lot in common, and perhaps we somehow relate more to what you do than most of the people around you in Ukraine.
Or yeah.
Somewhere, I think we're in the same position in Ukraine. So like your position here in a city and maybe in a country even, it's a little bit the same like we have in Kyiv and in Ukraine. But of course, like you say, the language and how we make performances in a final way, of course, it's a big difference. But yes, we have really different systems of working and of history of a theater. We had this bullshit 70 years of USSR, you know, when our history of theater was changed, because you know the one of the main persons of Ukrainian theater, Les Kurbas, he was from Vienna. He was studied at Vienna, so he was, I think, like really European, really German style director in those years. But he was killed at 37 by Soviet Union, and that's why I think it's the dot when the Ukrainian sister history of theater and Ukrainian theater became really in another way, because he was really open minded man. He works with strong new dramaturgy, so he works with dramaturgs, with playwriters, and so. And after it changes a lot. So and that's why, yes, of course, you say to me, "Oh, it's 100 years ago," but we must do now. Our history became from 2013. It's like the real independence for us was in 2013, not in 1991. So that's why we must to like. To be here, we must work with the past.
But it's not only an independence; it's also this orientation towards the West. And,
of course.
And it's interesting because, as you know, I've been researching with some friends and colleagues the fates of the people that work here in Kammerspiele before 1933, before the Nazis took over the power, and also during the Nazi period. And we see clearly that this year 1933, you mentioned 1937 for the Soviet Union. But for Munich and for Germany, 1933 is a completely break. And before 1933, Kammerspiele had a very strong orientation towards the East. There were many artists also coming from cities far away that then for many, many decades were blocked because of war, because of the Cold War. And in some way, you could also say that we are also doing now this effort to reconnect to the origins of Kammerspiele and to look... East. And it's interesting, it's a convergence, because Ukraine is more and more oriented towards the West, and we are now more open to explore this.
Super, we'll find each other. Yes.
And I noticed that you have some specific audience in a good way. Is it your audience?
It's an interesting question. The audience of Kammerspiele, I mean, I could again do like a historical... narration of how different audiences in the city of Munich came together, because Kammerspiele originally was somewhere else in the city, then came here. And in my theory, hypothesis is that the different social milieus of Munich converge in Kammerspiele. And this also means that there are frictions. There are also like two hearts aesthetically. But particularly the last 20 years, artistic directors have worked a lot to make the theater more international, to invite more young people, to make the theater more interdisciplinary, and this is, I think, the original spirit of Kammerspiele, to be an international, aesthetic, open, innovative, avant-garde, young, interdisciplinary theater. And it's also, to be frank, what for the Nazis hated Kammerspiele in the 20s.
Uh-huh, so like you are. Young, powerful in a young people, yes, in a young audience.
In internationally, internationally, and yes. So I don't want to quote what Nazis said back then, but you know, everything that we hold dear, that was what they criticized, and then they managed to.
Okay, we talked with Tamara a lot about success, because in Ukraine we have a lot of pressure for theater makers. So we have this like Facebook and Instagram world, especially Facebook world, and everyone must to say everything about. So like premiere is coming, and before premiere some of our premieres are grand, really super. It's not premiere, but before it's super. It will be super premiere. It will be so cool moment for us, and so on and so on. And premiere is coming, and a lot of people are writing a post about how it's beautiful, and someone says no, it's bullshit, and they like trying to be yes. In some way, it's super for the theater because a lot of audience like to watch about these scandals, or and everyone can sign, write everything about everyone, and it's like open world and so on and so on. But in any case, we think about it, and it's like 7 or 8 years of such living, and it's really hard for theater makers because you are on pressure every day, like you must to make a super performance, you know. And we think that we were in some performances here, and we think, okay, some guys make some plays or some text or some ideas, and they make a performance, and that's all, you know. Like they don't make a something
genius,
something genius, some you know, something historical moment in the theater. How it's for you? What is success in German theater?
It's a good question. I mean, there's Kammerspiel has always been a space of exploration, of experiment. That's also how the ensemble understands itself and the artistic team overall. And then what you're saying is, I mean, now I'm the boring guy who looks back in history, but you can try to understand how success was understood in the artistic field. Before it was like the aristocracy or the king saying what is good and what is bad, or censorship, the censorship of the king saying what is good and what's bad. Then it, out of a sudden you had a democracy of masses. So this, it's a bit what you're describing. So people are coming and there's a very rough and speedy way of criticizing and also of highlighting and so on. And then what happens when artistic fields establish is that there are some symbolic positions of people who can actually say, this is interesting, this is something we have to continue. And this is, you know, this is when you, when the system becomes more complex, and there are prices, there are juries, there are critics that, but not critics that say it's good, it's bad, that they really keep up the discourse of what has been proposed on stage. So I think it's a process of developing of the artistic field, and also the city community around. And I also know from Munich that this is not something that happens and then it's done. We also have strong and weaker moments here of how we are able to reflect what we are doing, of how newspapers are able to reflect what we are doing, in which way there's a productive discourse. That, because in the end, we're doing theater. You know, you live in a country that's in war. Theater has a different materiality. It's all the symbolic level. And we have to work the symbolic.
What's the main idea of theater critics in Germany? I mean, do they work mostly for theater or mostly for the audience?
It's a tricky question because someone might hear this, but I think they work mostly for their internal structure. So because they compete within the newspaper, who is the best theater critic, also in the sense who can is most sharp, but also who can dismiss plays the best. And there are some people, and I think that that's the way to go. I think that two ways to go. One is you think about the audience and you describe the process of creation. So you go and visit rehearsals. You understand what the artistic team, particularly when we work in these international constellations like now, you try to understand what the artistic staff has been trying. And you narrate that. And the other option is that you try to engage in the intellectual and artistic discursive level of what you've seen. But this means you cannot drop below. So if you say it's good or bad, you're not at the same discursive level of what the artist proposed. I mean, sometimes there's no proposition on stage, but I would say that even if some productions of Kammerspiele might fail partially, there has been a strong proposition, and it's about discussing this.
Interesting, really another way in Ukraine, I think.
I might perhaps now turn a bit to what we are doing right now here. Tamara, you as house director, you're working or you're preparing a Hamlet production at Left Bank Theatre. Perhaps you want to tell a bit about what you're planning to do, and then we can look into this project we started together, an Ophelia project.
Yeah, I'm in a process now. I'm reading like texts which are near of Hamlet. It's not about not Hamlet itself, but text about it. And I think it is a very important moment now in Munich, in Kammerspiele, because our actresses, Marina Klimova and Nastya Pustavit, already told me that, oh, in Kyiv we will be the most ready for rehearsals after this process, because every day we are talking about Hamlet, about Shakespeare, about Hamlet, a side of Shakespeare or something like this, like archetype, or I've just made non-funny stand-up that is a new important case for me in a theater, because it's the first time for me such type of working. And
of documentary have, working, right?
Yeah, documentary and to be mostly in a textual, not informal way during the process. Like to be, to work mostly with the structure of text and how to build it without killing the documentary nature.
And Hamlet? No?
I don't know what to say about Hamlet. It's like some processes inside of me, and I'm trying to pick up more information. And now I believe it will be even it may go a different way after this visit in Munich. So I'm open to become different.
I will say, because yes, for me it's really interesting. Production Hamlet, because it's not usual for our theater in these 2 years and a half, because we worked with a modern drama, with some directors from other countries, with the plays which were written only for this performance. So for me, it's like, for us, it's like first step in this class, some classical text to be face to face with some big text. The cool moments are that, of course, it's Tamara like director. We have a really cool actors team, which are made with our ensemble and with some guests. We have a Lithuanian stage designer, which name is Arturas Šimonis. He's one of the greatest artistic stage designers and costume designers in Lithuania. And I hope it's these collaborations will start some new collaborations in the future. I think I watched already the sketches of stage designing. I think this will be something really interesting for our theater, and I hope you will see it.
Absolutely. And I mean, there has been this convergence that someone from our ensemble, our actress Edith Saldana, had an idea of doing a Ophelia project. And yes. Then when I met you in Kyiv, you were talking about Hamlet, and then we said, let's do an Ophelia project with a mixed cast. Mm-hmm. And that's why Anastasia Pustovit and Marina Klimova came here with you to Munich and are working with Edith together on this project.
Yes, I hope it will be a really interesting way for them, of course, and for all the team which are working, to get this opportunity to be a part of German style or German theater production in such a great theater. So that's why for us it's more about experience, more about how to be in this system, how to work on it. I think it will be interesting result, because I think the actors are really strong.
Absolutely.
And your actress and our actresses, and I think the team is strong. And that's why I hope to see it too in November in Kyiv.
Yeah, because it for us it's quite important, because we as Kammerspiele, we have this international history. But what we are trying right now is to rethink how international collaborations should work, mm-hmm. how they should look like, how do we work in international constellations. Mm-hmm. And this time it's quite fascinating, because we talked about the project in June. Now you're mm-hmm. here with a big team. We are rehearsing for 3 weeks. Then there will be a premiere in your studio in Kyiv, mm-hmm. Left Bank Theater, and then it will come back to Kammerspiel in December to Werkraum mm-hmm. to be shown here.
Super. And I think like artistic director, manager, of course, for me, it's like the first step in our collaboration. I really want to be in touch, because I really want that some other workers of my of our theater came here and watch how you works, how your like colleagues works here in a set design, in sound, in the light productions. So I hope it will be like few years of workshops. We are really open, and of course I must say that we are not only open like a Left Bank theater, so we can open for you the other theaters in Ukraine, to like the gate to Ukraine, something like this. So that's why we are really open for this co-production.
We were before talking about recognition of theater work, and I mean in this case we see that that this collaboration we proposed is being strengthened and supported by many, many sides. The Ukrainian Cultural Fund, but also the German Foreign Ministry is supporting this artistic sisterhood with you, but also with other artists in Kyiv and beyond. And I think this is an important start. This year we started the sisterhood, and we're planning on developing it further the next couple of years. Perhaps as a last thing I wanted to share with all is our idea of the theater marathon. Marathon, theater madness in Kyiv, the Left Bank Theater that we're planning for the 9th of December until the 12th of December.
Okay. if we'll be alive.
My proposal is I explain the idea and you say what you think about it.
Okay.
Yes. So the idea is we invite audience to Left Bank Theater and we bring a bunch of people from Kammerspiele to you. And we discuss with the audience on the 9th of December in the evening, what are your topics? And then we try to understand what are the feelings and the topics of the people in the room. At midnight, we send 6 authors into their rooms and they can write texts either in Ukrainian or in German. And they have 12 hours all night from midnight to 12 for lunch, noon. And then they hand over to translators, because the texts from Ukraine have to be translated into German and texts from German have to be translated into Ukrainian. They have another 12 hours until midnight.
Yes.
Meanwhile, the actors of Kammerspiele and directors and all the people that travel with us will get to know your team. They can have drinks in Kyiv, they can visit museums, whatever. At midnight, again, their duty starts and they have 20 hours from midnight till 8 in the evening of the 11th. To prepare a theatrical sketch based on the text in 2 languages, because there also we will have 2 teams, bilingual teams with director, dramaturg and actors. And then we show these sketches at 8 o'clock on the 11th of December. And after that, if possible, we stay in the theater and we discuss everything we've created together.
Oh, it's really crazy idea, I think, but I really like it because, you know, it's something which is real theater, you know. Sometimes real theater is coming like this, like, okay, let's make it. And it's so I think this marathon is this way between let's make it and to do it. So it's, you know, this after these words. What is happening? So this is happening. So this is a theater. Some authors make some texts, some translations, and some other moments. So for me, it's good. Of course, I think a lot about how to organize it and the blah 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 blah. But for me, it's super idea. I hope we'll be alive in this period, and we'll make it. Of course.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic for me, and I'm trying to sleep well here in Munich to get ready for this marathon. I think it will be new experience on all the levels,
yes.
From the start till they're showing it, performing it.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to this experience, to sharing it with you, and my role is now to thank you for having joined this conversation.
Yeah, thank you for this.
Thank you very much for everything here.
Thanks to both of you and to all your staff from Left Bank Theatre in Kyiv. Дякую.
Дякуємо
і побачимось.